An Australian security expert is urging the Foreign Affairs Department to upgrade its travel advice to warn Australians of the risk of arbitrary arrest in China. Professor Rory Medcalf's recommendation comes after China's formal arrest of writer Yonghen Jun on suspicion of spying. Dr. Yang could face the death penalty. The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, has reminded China of its obligation to abide by international human rights laws, which prohibit torture and arbitrary detention. Samantha Donovan reports.
China has scolded Australia for voicing its concerns about Dr. Yonghen Jun's arrest and detention. A spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry has warned Australia to respect China's judicial sovereignty and not interfere in its handling of the case in any way. Professor Rory Medcalf is the head of the National Security College at the Australian National University.
I think what is clear is that the relationship of mutual respect that the Australian government is trying to build is not being reciprocated, and that we can expect more actions like this in the long term as part of the new normal, really, of dealing with China.
Professor Medcalf believes China is trying to intimidate its diaspora.
It's a signal that it doesn't matter what your citizenship, if you're of Chinese origin, then the Chinese state, the Chinese Communist Party, considers itself to have authority over you, and you should not criticise the Chinese state or there will be punishment.
He wants the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade to amend Australia's China travel warning.
That is explicitly warning about the risk of arbitrary detention, and I think Australia should consider including language in its travel advice that provides a special warning for Australian citizens of Chinese origin to say that they are at greater risk of arbitrary action by the Chinese government than other people.
How great is the risk for Australians who aren't of Chinese descent?
It's very easy to imagine. If the Huawei executive Meng had been transiting an Australian airport, and if the United States had requested her arrest and extradition from Australia in December instead of, as it happened, from Vancouver in Canada, then I'm quite confident that there would be two Australians of any ethnicity currently in arbitrary detention in China, in addition to the detention of Dr. Yang.
Professor Caitlin Byrne is the director of the Asia Institute at Griffith University. She believes the statement on Dr. Yang's arrest issued by the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne was appropriate.
There is deep concern and disappointment about this particular incident. But this has been a consistent trend from the Foreign Minister over the past month. This is not the only statement she's made.
Are you expecting that China-Australia relations will deteriorate further because of this case and Australia's response to it?
Look, it is certainly a sticking point at a particular time where the relationship, you know, is going through a difficult time. And we are in a period of strategic change that is unprecedented. So I think the key in the Australia-China relationship at the moment is to ensure that there are channels of communication, certainly diplomatic channels of communication, that are kept open.
Professor Caitlin Byrne from Griffith University's Asia Institute, ending Samantha Donovan's report.